This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating discharge. Correction. This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating progress note on patient Howard, H-O-W-A-R-D, first name Donna, D-O-N-N-A, date of birth 0508-1954, the date of evaluation 03-04-2022. Briefly, the patient is a 67-year-old female with history of epistaxis, diabetes, hypertension, who had presented to the emergency room with melanotic stools, period. It was initially felt that her melanoma was related to prior epistaxis, period. Patient was further noted to be hypotensive, and this was felt to be iatrogenic from multiple blood pressure medications, period. She was noted to have acute on chronic kidney injury with a pre-renal component with creatinine of 1.88 on recent admission, period. Her metolazone was discontinued at discharge. Bumex was discontinued, and she was placed on furosemide 40 milligrams daily, period. The patient is now seen in the office in follow-up, period. Her discharge diagnosis include 1, diabetes type 2, next number hypertension, next number hyperlipidemia, next number pulmonary hypertension, next number left ventricular hypertrophy, next number acute blood loss anemia, next number black stools, next number acute kidney injury, next number gastrointestinal hemorrhage. The patient today reports recent colonoscopy per Dr. Peterson in January of 2022. This was noted to be an unremarkable period. She otherwise states that she is doing well, period. Her past medical history, as noted, includes 1, hypertension, next number diabetes, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number left ventricular outflow tract obstruction, next number trivial pericardial effusion, next number adhesive capsulitis, next number nocturia, next number pancreatitis, next number epistaxis, next number diastolic heart failure, past surgical history, cholecystectomy, the medications, albuterol, HFA, 2 puff every 4 hours PRN, aspirin 81 milligrams 1 daily. This was held at her last hospitalization. Atorvastatin 40 milligrams 1 HS, bumetanide apparently held. Next number, ferrous sulfate, 324 milligrams, 1 daily. Glimepiride, 2 milligrams daily. Losartan, 100 milligrams daily. Metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID. Metoprolol tartrate, 25 milligrams BID. Pantoprazole, 40 milligrams HS. Senna, 8.6 milligrams, 2 HS, Zocor 20 milligrams HS. The allergies, penicillin, family history, mother required a valvular replacement and has had a pig valve replacement, period. father has history of kidney cancer and breast cancer. An older sister had breast cancer. Social history, she smokes a pack per day. There is no history of alcohol or current drug use. She has distant history of marijuana use. Review of symptoms, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 113/60, pulse 68, respiratory rate is 20. Examination otherwise significant for a left breast lesion, period. The impression, 1, epistaxis, 2, melena, 3, hypertension, 4, COPD, 5, easy fatigue, 6, diabetes, 7, status post transfusion, 8, left breast lesion. The plan, repeat CBC Chem-20 hemoglobin A1C lipid panel. Number 2, results of colonoscopy to chart. 3, refer Action Jackson left shoulder pain and adhesive capsulitis. Refill medication at Nichols Pharmacy. 5, refer to Dr. Steve Stanton for evaluation of left breast lesion. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.